back to the Willis Experience Podcast. I am here with Ranny. Ranny, hello.
Hello, Will. How are you?
Very well. Now, what's funny is by the time this podcast is posted, because this is the trivia podcast that we're doing. Of course, I had Ranny on to preview. We were going to preview all the playoffs, but really just ended up previewing the Royals, which I think is probably what we both really wanted to do. But what's funny is by the time this podcast is posted, which will be probably Wednesday, we will know whether or not the Royals won the wild card game. So, Ranny,
so this may be the last time anyone hears my voice in a happy tone or in a sad tone.
I don't know. From the future. Congratulations, or man, I'm so sorry. I don't even know. I feel like bad making you go through this after what happened last night. Or wow, you must be so happy about what happened last night. You're floating on air. No matter what happens, you're gleeful. So those listening to this podcast, you know more than we do about this. So you know, be gentle to Ranny or be joyous to him. All right, so trivia. Here's how it works. We do 200 total points, not 200 total questions, 200 total points. The goal, there are four different categories. We start out with current event toss-ups. These are things that happened generally over the weekend to make sure you're paying attention to local events. There are 10 questions worth 5 points apiece. I, once again, cannot get the ding on my phone to work, so you will not get a pleasant little ding. Every time you get it right, you'll just get me saying correct. All right, Ranny, are you ready?
Before we start, yes. All I want to know is how many points did Joe Sheehan get on?
Joe Sheehan. Now it's worth noting that all of these questions are written by me. So sometimes, you know, there are people that have gotten worse scores or better scores based on my inability to write questions. Like Chuck Culpepper, who is very good at trivia and very, very smart, got 167 points, which should be hard to do if I'm asking questions personally about his life. Like you should not be able to get that many points. So, and he's great. Chuck is awesome. He's a fellow Sporkle player like myself. So I think he knew a lot of that. But he got 167. That's gonna be nearly impossible for anyone to ever beat. But Joe got 104 because he was relatively early in the process. I had Seth Rosenthal the week before, who accused me of making my questions too easy. Now that I look at Seth Rosenthal's middle of the pack 129 score, I'm not so sure. But so I may have made them too hard for Joe. That may be just me preemptively defending Joe if you beat him. So we'll see.
So 167 is the record.
167 is the record.
But 105 is my goal.
And last place ever is 87. I'm not even going to say. I promised when I had that person on.
If I don't meet that, I don't want you telling anyone else in the future. So that's
exactly.
Fine.
That's exactly right. So I only say that when that person's record is beaten or not beaten, as the case may be. So then they're let off the hook. All right. Here we go. 10 questions, 5 points piece. Question number one. What captain of the United States Ryder Cup team took considerable criticism after the American team lost to Europe?
Was it Paul Azinger?
That's incorrect. Tom Watson. Tom Watson. All right, question number two.
He's from Kansas City. Mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you half a point. No, I can't. Considering what happened last night, I feel like I have to give you. Or congratulations, you got. Okay. I'm gonna. That's gonna be a fun running joke that I will not let go of the rest of this trivia podcast. Question number two: what Georgia Bulldog running back ran for 208 yards and 3 touchdowns against Tennessee?
You would go to college football, wouldn't you?
Sorry, I was at this game.
You are at the game, huh? I'm going to have to say I don't know.
Okay, the correct answer is Todd Gurley. He's probably you'll be hearing him a lot recently because he's probably going to be a Heisman frontrunner here pretty soon. Question number three. Derek Jeter started the most games for the Yankees at shortstop during his 20-year career. Who started the second most games at shortstop for the New York Yankees during Derek Jeter's 20-year career?
So since he reached the major leagues.
This is based off a very, very smart story on Medium, which ranked the by DJ Gallo, which ranked the 20 best shortstops of the Derek Jeter era. Somehow Jeter was second. But they did put Luis Soho, who's not the answer, by the way, number one. So he may have been joking about that one. But they did list the number of games that each one of these other people had played at shortstop for the Yankees while Jeter, since Jeter came in the league.
I'm going to guess Eduardo Nunez.
That is correct for 5 points. Well done.
Because he started most of last year.
Yeah,
so
yes.
There you go.
All right. And I think he, who started, didn't he start when the Jeter hurt his thumb on the opening day? Like the second game of the year, I think it may have a lot too.
Okay.
Question number four. What football coach fired over the weekend will end up collecting a total of $26 million from Notre Dame and Kansas for not coaching them?
This one I do know, being the Kansas connection, Charlie Weiss.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number five. Dennis Cometto broke the world record in what running event this weekend, lowering the record to the under the 2 hours, 2 minute threshold for the first time?
That would be the Berlin Marathon, I believe.
That would be the marathon. That's correct. Ding. All right. Question number six. What retired pitcher is suing both MLB Network and Deadspin, claiming wrongful termination and false reporting?
You're not named in the lawsuit, are
you? I am not named in the lawsuit. I'm not named in the lawsuit. I'm not.
Okay. That would be our old friend Mitch Williams.
That's correct. I basically do more work for MLB Network than Deadspin right now, actually. So I guess I hope he's not suing me over the movie reviews. Though I think people would like to. All right. Question number seven. What Michigan head football coach should be fired any minute now?
Well, you really are tailoring these questions for me, aren't you? Brady Hoke.
That is correct. Yeah, I do.
I think they need just fire the entire like organization.
Yeah, that is as if like it's
as
like,
an alumnus, I'm.
If you would have told me going in, like what? How could things get worse? They're going to get blown out at home to Minnesota, and there's going to be actually something he does worse that make that happen, and he did. Put it in a, and then pretended like he didn't know he had a concussion. Anyway, don't get me started. Okay, question number eight. Which retiring Major League Baseball player had a statue of himself unveiled this weekend?
Paul Konerko?
That is correct. Ding! Question number nine. There is only one team in the SEC East that has not yet lost a conference game. Who is it?
The SEC East?
Yes.
That assumes that I actually know who is in the SEC East.
I make no such assumptions.
Conference. They've not lost a game in the conference?
They've not lost an SEC game. There's only one SEC team game in the SEC East that has not lost a conference game.
I'm going to go with the assumption that you just made these questions really easy for me on purpose, and I'm going to say Mizzou.
I did not do that, by the way, but that is the correct answer.
Okay.
All right, and then question number 10. What team's assistant strength and conditioning coach body slammed a fan who ran onto the field during their game on Saturday?
That would be the Ohio State University.
That is correct. Very well done, sir.
And I'm very upset with you for asking a question that required me to answer the Ohio State University.
I think I forgot that you went to Michigan. I think I actually did forget. Okay, so you got 40 points. Very well done. Typically, this is actually puts you in very good position because generally speaking, the category that people do worst at is actually the current events toss-ups.
Yeah, but I miss Tom Watson. They may ban me from the stadium. I'd say there's a better than 50-50 chance he'll be at the game. He's a big Royals fan, among other things. So.
Well, I mean, those listening already know if he was at the game. We did not. I hope he didn't like have a heart attack at the game or something. Like that would be terrible. Though you're a doctor, you can help.
I'm a dermatologist. Will. I think the best thing for me to do is to call in.
That's a doctor.
The paramedics.
That's a doctor.
Yeah.
That's a doctor. Listen, there are people that have philosophy degrees that call themselves a doctor. You can definitely call yourself a doctor. All right. Question. The second category is our topical round. I will give a general overarching question, and then there will be subcategories worth each 5 points apiece. Like, for example, if I said, name the current manager of the following baseball teams, that would give you 10 baseball teams. Each one you got correct would be worth 5 points. Got that?
Got it.
Okay. Name the leaders in Fangraphs War of 10 playoff teams. Of the 10 playoff teams.
Are you going to name the teams?
I'm going to name the teams and you're going to give me the player.
Okay.
Question number one, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Mike Trout.
That is correct. And I hope you, like me, agree that it must exclusively be called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. If you leave off the of Anaheim, I don't know, you're arrested or something.
I just call them the Anaheim Angels, and
That's
that.
okay. That's that, I mean, it's wrong, but better in the right spirit. In the right spirit. All right, question number two, the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Cardinals, and this can be a hitter or a pitcher.
Hitter or pitcher, according to Fangraphs, whatever their higher number is.
Okay, so if it's either hitter or pitcher, then I would say Adam Wainwright.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Johnny Peralta. Johnny Peralta is the Fangraph leader
Johnny Peralta.
for
I know his
baseball.
defensive numbers this year are kind of crazy, but
Yeah, he.
yeah.
I talked to a bunch of Tigers fans. They said they get used to the, oh, just past the diving Peralta. Because that happened all the
Has he
time.
been like that all year?
No,
Or...
I actually feel like he's
Okay.
been fine. Like he's not been spectacular, but you know, I think he's been. It's certainly never been a worry all year. So I think that I
Well,
don't know if the
the
numbers
numbers
back
back that
up.
up,
They
yeah.
do. He's we've never been worried about him, even though he's, you know, of course, a fat shortstop. Question number three: the Kansas City Royals.
That has to be Alex Gordon.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number four: the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The obvious answer would be McCutcheon. He missed only a little bit of time, so I'll say Andrew McCutcheon.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number five, the Washington Nationals.
Ooh, that's a good one because that's such a balanced team. I want to say Anthony Rendon. I'll
Oh,
say Anthony Rendon.
that is correct for 5 points. The one
He
everyone
had.
on the team actually claims is the MVP, which I thought was interesting. All right, question number six, the Detroit Tigers.
I'm going to say Victor Martinez.
That is incorrect. Max Scherzer. Max
Sure,
Scherzer.
still.
I would have
Ooh.
definitely gotten that one.
Oh, you know, well, you know what? FanGraphs WAR, they use peripherals numbers instead of actual ERA. So it's a little nerdy, but I should have thought about that.
This is why, because there may or may not be a WAR question later that I always specify. Got to be Baseball Reference or got to be Fangraphs. I know it really upsets Jeff Passan that they haven't merged. I still think it's kind of funny.
I just think it's funny that they have the exact same name. Like
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just name it something else. No one would be confused. But people are going to get confused anyway. Whatever. Okay, question number seven. The Baltimore Orioles.
this one, I may know this one, but it's a ridiculous answer. Is this Steve Pierce?
It is almost Steve Pierce. He is just sure. I think he actually may be winning in Baseball Reference War, but in FanGraphs War, it is Adam Jones. So, incorrect. Sorry, I should have been more formal about that.
I get honorable mention on that one. Okay.
Yes. Number eight, the Oakland A's.
There's the obvious answer, and I just let me think about it. Yeah, I think it's Josh Donaldson.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number nine, the Los Angeles Dodgers of Los Angeles.
Gotta be Clayton Kershaw.
That is correct for 5 points. And question 10, the San Francisco Giants of San Francisco.
As opposed to the
Right.
San Francisco Giants of
Of,
Oakland, I don't
yes.
know.
Trujillo. Vallejo. Vallejo.
This one, you know, he had the peripherals. I'll say Madison Bumgarner.
That is incorrect. Buster Posey
Buster,
is
that
the
was my other
correct answer.
choice.
All right, so you have a total, you got 30, you got 6 of the 10. That is for 30 points. You are at 70. So you are well on your way, but of course the last round is outburst, and that's always up in the air how things go. So next we go to nicknames. Now the way this works is I give you a team and their classification. Like say if I said the baseball team in St. Louis, if hypothetically that were the first one that came into my mind, I would you for 10 points you would give me if you knew their nickname was the Cardinals, you would say Cardinals. If you did not know, you would be able to ask, I need a hint. And for 5 points, I would give you the name of the stadium they play in, which would be Busch Stadium, and the mascot, which would be Fredbird. And if you knew from then that it was Cardinals, you would get 5 points. Understood?
So I have to pick the nickname.
You have to pick the nickname of the team. Nickname of
Nickname
the
of the
team.
team.
And if and you do not get two guesses. So if you do not know, you have
Just
to
say
ask me.
don't know.
Right, that's
Okay.
correct. All right. But if you do know, by all means, go. It's at 10 points and 5 points. Big difference. There's only five of these. Here we go. Number one, the Rome, Georgia Class A Minor League Baseball team.
Ooh, I'll need a hint on this one to start.
They play at State Mutual Stadium, and their mascots are Romy and Roxy.
Oh, that really helps.
Yeah, it does help. Yeah, it's probably not much help.
There are Braves affiliate. What about the Braves?
That is correct for 5 points. One of my most annoying things I've discovered since I've moved to Georgia, every single minor league affiliate of the Atlanta Braves is named
Is the
Braves.
Braves.
That's so, like, part of the fun of having a minor league team is giving them crazy names. Anyway, so yeah, 5 points. Well done. Question number two, the Cologne or Cologna, however you want to pronounce it, NFL Europe team.
God. They're the defunct NFL Europe.
Defunct NFL Euro team. Though I, to me, no NFL Euro team can ever be truly
This is
defunct.
true. They live on in our hearts.
And am I
Yeah,
actually in my shed? Like half of the guys are like out there right now. I have a shed.
are you sure they're not working on your shed?
Sorry.
Yeah, you need a little help around the house.
Okay.
I'll need a nickname, or maybe
Okay.
I'll need a hint.
I can't give the nickname, but I can give you the stadium and the mascot. The stadium is Rhein Energy Stadion. And the nickname, the mascot's name is the Centurion.
This is Germany, right?
I think so.
Home
Yeah.
of like sprockets.
Right.
So if the mascot's named the Centurion, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that the nickname is the Centurion.
That is correct for 5 points. See,
Sounds
sometimes it's helpful. Sometimes it's helpful.
a very German thing to name
Exactly.
your mascot not just Centurion, the Centurion.
I think at halftime, I think halftime was the time at the game where they danced.
Exactly.
All right. So, number three, nicknames. The Florida NHL team.
Oh, hockey. Panthers?
That is correct for 10 points. Well done. All right. Question number four. Oh, sorry. They play at the BB&T Center, and their mascot's name is Stanley C. Panther, which is oddly specific just for Panther. All right. Number four. The Chattanooga men's and women's college basketball teams.
I know the minor league team in Chattanooga, the Lookouts, but I don't know the call. You'll have to give me the hint
They
there.
play at McKenzie Arena, and the nickname is, the mascot is Scrappy. Which it really is should be more of a baseball mascot's nickname, if you ask me.
Scrappy, yeah, either that or it's a Scooby-Doo reunion, but
Right,
I'm not
right.
sure which it is. Scrappy. The Bulldogs. I
That is
don't
incorrect. The correct answer is the moccasins or the mocks, depending on which, permutation you're using. So the mocks or the moccasins. All right. And number five, the Tacoma AAA baseball team.
Oh, the Rainiers.
That is correct for 10 points. So they play at Cheney Stadium, and Rhubarb the Reindeer is the name of the mascot. So that's you got 30 points out of that round. You now have a 100 points. You are comfortably out of last place and only 4 points behind Joe Sheehan with 50 on the line. I like your odds. I like your odds. But again, it could be my terrible questions. Very possible. I don't know. You get 100 points through a third of the way through, three quarters of the way through. I think you're doing very well. Okay, outburst. The way this works, we put 1 minute on the clock. We will do five of these worth 50 points total. I will give you an overarching category. You will have 1 minute to yell out or quietly whisper out as many of the ones falling under that category as you want. Like, for example, if I said the Gospels, you would say Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew. And I have to, it's funny. I've been saying the Apostles, which is not right. It's the Gospels. So if I were to say, the last 10 managers of the St. Louis Cardinals go, you would have 1 minute to shoot out as many of them as you can. You are not penalized for wrong answers, so do not feel nervous about saying something that's wrong. I'll tell you that it's wrong, but it doesn't cost you.
So this is basically Sporkle by phone.
Yes, that's exactly right. Or Family Feud played really fast. Okay, here and these are and remember and these are these as most people as longtime listeners will know, of all the questions, these are most specifically written for the guest. So, because before it's more fun that way. Sorry, here we go. Not all of them. A couple you have to throw in that I can't just do. I can't just do Royals things. But there may be some Royals things. In fact, there is a Royals thing right now. We will put 1 minute on the clock.
Oh boy.
The question is, the last 10 human beings, all male, perhaps coincidentally, perhaps not coincidentally, to start a postseason game for the Kansas City Royals.
A starting pitcher, you mean?
Starting pitcher. The last, I'm sorry, yes, sorry, to be the starting pitcher in a postseason game for the Kansas City Royals. The last 10 people
Last
to do
10.
it. 1 minute
Oh,
on the
this will be fun.
clock. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Brett Saberhagen.
Yes.
Danny Jackson.
Yes.
Charlie Lebrandt.
Yes.
Mark Gubazov.
Yes.
Bud Black.
Yes.
That's the five from the 85 rotation. 84 rotation. I think it was saved. I think it was the same guys. In 81, we sucked. Rich Gale.
Yes.
He did start one. Dennis Leonard.
Yes.
Larry Gura.
Yes. Look at that
How many do
go.
I have left?
You have 2, 4, 6, 8. You have two more to go.
Two more to go. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone obvious. Let's see here. Larry Gura. Paul Splitorff.
Yeah, that's correct. You're missing one more. You have 10
One more.
seconds. And
I don't
time.
know.
Mike Jones.
I
Mike
would not have
Jones.
gotten that one
Mike Jones
if I had
started.
50 names to pick,
Mike
so.
Jones start, lost. He pitched quite well against Oakland in the 1981 ALDS. But, so there's
That's
nine.
the year everyone we pretend never happened because the Royals, that's the split season the
Right,
Royals
that's
actually
exactly. That's the
had a
split.
lose the only team in baseball history to have a losing record and make the playoffs. So
Well, and one of the things, if I may, if I don't know if you know this, I bring up the Cardinals sometimes on these podcasts. The Cardinals actually had the best record in the National League East that year, but did not have the best record in either the first half or the second half, so they
well, the
didn't.
Cincinnati Reds, my friend, had the best record in all of baseball that year. It did not make the playoffs. So
Yeah, well, then we both went through it.
you can quit your whining about the Cardinals the
And
one
then
time.
nothing good ever happened to the Cardinals after that. Or immediately after that.
Or the next season,
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
exactly.
Okay, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The 10 NBA franchises that have most recently won an NBA championship. Now, they do not have to be in order, and if a team has won more than one, they do not count as more than one. They only count as one. Okay, you understand that?
Yes, and I appreciate you giving me a fairly general NBA question
Of
that
course.
I'm able to handle.
All
Okay.
right, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
The Miami Heat,
Yes.
the San Antonio Spurs,
Yes.
the Dallas Mavericks,
Yes.
the Boston Celtics,
Yes.
the Los Angeles Lakers,
Yes.
the New York Knicks. No, I'm just kidding. The Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
Now we start running into harder ones. Am I forgetting? Well, basically, I guess the NBA, there's so many dynasties. I have to go back
Yeah,
farther.
it's surprising.
The 76ers?
That is correct. 10 seconds on the clock.
The Supersonics?
That is correct as well.
The Bucks?
No.
The Trailblazers.
No, and time. You got 2, 4, 6, 8. Well done. They pulled those last two out of the fire. The Sonics, I would have also accepted the Thunder just because I still consider them. I still consider the old Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens the same franchise. But that's the type of thing you have to do when you're an Arizona Cardinals fan.
This is true.
You got 8. The two you missed were the Detroit Pistons
Oh.
and the Houston Rockets. So there's 8. So you have 17 total so far there. All right, 3 more to go. 1 minute on the clock. We're back to your Royals on this one. The Kansas City Royals all-time leaders in home runs. Now this is home runs as a Royal.
Career
This
home runs.
career home runs, not single season, career home runs as a Royal.
Okay,
Go.
I think I can do this. George Brett,
Yes.
Mike Sweeney,
Yes.
Jermaine Dye,
No.
Amos Otis,
Yes.
Frank White,
Yes.
Danny Tartabull,
Yes.
Alex Gordon,
Yes.
Carlos Beltran.
Yes.
John Mayberry?
Yes.
How many is that?
Two, four, six, eight. You're missing two.
Bo Jackson? Not enough.
No.
I'll just start throwing out random names. Johnny Damon? No.
No.
Hal McCray.
Yes, you're missing one.
Alboni?
No.
Okay, you got there.
It's actually 11th. Ten
Really? Well, that's so scary.
seconds.
Joe Randa.
Nope. And time. If this person happens to hit a home run on Tuesday night, does
Billy
it count?
Butler.
Billy Butler is the last person in this. That's correct. That it doesn't count though, right? The wild card game does not count. Tiebreakers count
Yes,
in season
it does not
series.
count as a regular season statistic,
Correct.
however
All
much.
right. All right.
It counts in my heart.
Does Billy Butler have any postseason? Oh no, he probably doesn't. Okay.
See, that's why we hate you.
Sorry. No, it's good. I'm not trying to like make fun. I just forgot for a moment. All right, here we go. All right, 1 minute on the clock. We have a baseball question. The top 10 baseball stadiums by capacity, by maximum capacity.
Interesting.
What
Major League, current Major League stadiums.
current Major League stadiums?
I can't count all the Cleveland Municipal Stadium,
Yes,
huh?
and you also cannot. This is what they currently hold. So you can't go from like the what their max, if it's an old stadium, what their maximum was 10, 15,
Right.
20 years ago. It's how what they currently hold. And also this is regular season. Like some people will add separate sections for the playoffs. We're talking current listed official numbers in Major League Baseball.
Part of the problem is remembering what the stadium's actual names are at the moment.
Yes, and I will have to insist on the
I
stadium name,
don't,
not the
you know.
team. One
Otherwise,
minute
I'll
on
just run through all 30 teams.
Exactly.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock.
Okay. Safeco?
Yes.
O.co?
No.
No. Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
Petco?
No.
Chase Field.
Yes.
What do they call the ballpark in Arlington now? They gave it a name.
They did.
I'm trying to think what it was called. Globe Life was Globe Life
That
Park.
is correct.
Oh,
That's on there, yes.
Marlins Stadium. I
No.
guess no. Tropicana.
No.
Kauffman. I
No.
don't. I don't think so, but I'll throw it out there. US Cellular.
No.
Miller Field, Miller Park,
No. 10 seconds.
PNC,
No.
City Field,
No.
Citizens Bank.
No. And
That's more of a
time.
Yankee. Okay.
Time. I have to say, it seems just by luck you named so many stadiums. Some of them would have popped on there, but they were not. You got four: Safeco Field, Dodger Stadium, Chase Field, and Globe Life Park at Arlington somethings. You missed Angel Stadium of Anaheim, Camden Yards, Coors Field, which I think is number two, Rogers Center, Turner Field, and Yankee Stadium. So there are four. That gives you a total of now 30. You're at 130 points, a very respectful showing to say the least. In fact, you are currently in fifth. If you get seven or more, if you get seven, you'll be tied for second all time. And if you get
Okay.
eight, you will in fact be in second all by your lonesomes.
So this is my wild card game, is what you're saying.
This is why you're,
This
yeah,
next question.
this is, I would argue that it's more important than whatever went on last night at Kauffman Stadium. But, and I think you agree, obviously. So, again, to repeat, you people listening to this know what happened, and we do not. Future people of the world, do we have flying cars? 1 minute on the clock. Seven to tie, eight to win, three to finish in the top three. Three will get you third. 1 minute on the clock. The Kansas City Royals, all-time leaders in saves. They're all-time leaders in saves as
That's
a Royal.
mean. That's mean, and you know why? Because there's like four guys who've like saved like 90% of their games or something.
Kansas City
All right,
Royals,
let's do
all-time
it.
leaders in saves, go.
Okay, Dan Quisenberry,
Yes.
Jeff Montgomery,
Yes.
Joaquin Soria,
Yes.
Greg Holland.
Yes.
Those are the obvious ones. Everybody else is who knows. Ricky Pitalico, Roberto
No.
Hernandez.
Hernandez, yes.
Yes, I figured. They had a nightmare of a time for a while. Jonathan Broxton.
No.
Tom Bergmeier.
No.
Mark Davis.
No.
Marty Patton.
No.
The 10th guy on the list probably has like 12 saves or something. You do realize how mean this is.
10 seconds on the clock.
10 seconds. Wade Davis.
No.
Aaron Crow.
No.
I said Greg Holland, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And time. Four. You got five. Leaves. So yeah, you got five there. There's a 135. You got Dan Quisenberry, Jeff Montgomery, Joaquin Soria, Greg Holland, Roberto Hernandez. Now prepare for your this fun little trip through Royals history, as we get the five that you did not get. Ted Abernathy,
Yep.
Doug Bird, Steve Farr,
Oh, that's the guy I should have gotten. Yep.
Al Hrabowski, and Mike McDougal.
McDougal. Okay.
McDougal,
Two of those
yes.
guys actually pitched during my conscious lifetime as a Royals fan, but I should have gotten both of them.
So you ended up very impressively with 135. That gets you third place all the time. I don't know if you can. You can't. People. No one can see this, but I, from halfway across the country, am putting a bronze medal around your neck, and singing your personal national anthem. What is your personal national anthem?
Do I have a personal national
Is it
anthem?
something from Greece?
Yes, it's Grease Lightning,
Yeah,
yes.
exactly. I knew that day was coming. Randy, thanks for playing around with me. You got 135. That's third place all time. Very well done. And seriously, congratulations on your Royals last night. I hope.
Thank you. I also very much hope.
All right, we'll see you in October, man. Thanks for doing this. This was really fun. And thanks for playing around. We'll do this again once we preview the season. We will preview what it feels like to have spent a winter celebrating the Kansas City Royals World Championship.
That would be great. I would also accept a preview of the Cardinals Royals World Series that will cause the rest of the baseball universe to hate us
If the Royals and
even more
Cardinals
than.
play in the World Series, we'll do an off-book unofficial podcast. No trivia. You and I will just sit and like, and I'm telling you, it'll be like the scene in Heat, where like they sit in the diner
And
right before they
everyone
trip.
afterwards will be like, were they really in the same room at the same time?
Exactly. Were they in the room? And we weren't. This because I'm assuming they were. That was just Skype for them too, right? They probably just did Skype. Yeah. Anyway, Rennie, thank you for coming on. This is really fun. Everyone, check out Rennie's work at Grantland and listen to now the Joe and now I guess I can openly say that
Baseball show with Randy and Joe.
the baseball show with Rennie and Joe.
Assuming we didn't have any technical issues getting it up, which is always possible.
Right. Well, that would be sad. But Rennie, thanks. It's always you are one of my favorite things about Joe Sheehan is he mentions that you and I are his two favorite people. Two nicest people he knows, which I think may just mean Joe knows a bunch of
Joe
jerks.
needs to meet a lot more people, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. As a general rule, I think he's mad at me right now because I try to be all like, Joe will get down sometimes. I'm like, Joe, go get him! You're kicking ass. And sometimes people don't want to hear that. And I understand.
Just you're just too perky.
I'm too perky. I'm too perky. All right, Randy, thanks for doing this. Take care. This is the Experience Podcast. Music for the Sundogs. Please rate and review on iTunes. We're gonna be back next week with Anthony Kestrovince from MLB.com, and who also writes for Sports on Earth from time to time. We'll be back previewing wherever we are at the next section of the playoffs. Have a wonderful time. Enjoy the games this weekend. I will be in St. Louis for the NLDS next weekend. Hopefully, I'll be watching. The Cardinals will be up 2-0 by the time I talk to you, but they're facing Kershaw, so I doubt it. Take care. Be safe.